Before we start the show, just wanted to let you know that Garden Fork now has a t-shirt and sweater shop. Very exciting, isn't it? There'll be a link in the show notes here to the show. If you want like a hoodie or a sweater or a t-shirt, that is now a real thing. All right, links to that stuff are in the show notes. Here we go. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for downloading Garden Fork Radio. If this is your first time here, maybe you, I don't know how you ran across this, but I'd be curious if you would tell me that. Or if this is like your 100th time, because there are a lot of those people. Welcome. Welcome to Garden Fork Radio. It's me, Eric, and it's a solo show today. So, yeah, let's try this and see what happens, right? The different guests, I was trying to book some book schedule. Anyway, I got a couple of people that are going to come on the show, but no one was able to do it this week. And I was thinking, well, let's just do a show anyway. I mean, I'm pretty good at yakking. So here we go. If this is your first time here, Garden Fork Radio is my, well, it's a podcast because you're listening to it. And I also have a YouTube channel called Garden Fork as well. And I call it Eclectic DIY. And one of my patrons actually described it as haphazard. And I thought about changing it to haphazard DIY. Because, man, does that describe how my brain works? Speaking of which, I thought today I've been wanting to share the different podcasts I've been listening to and some of them that I think are pretty good and some of them that are like, you know, okay, maybe I won't listen to all those in that series there. And that's where I thought we'd start today and go from there, because you never know what's going to happen on Garden Fork Radio. So are you in your car? Do you have your sunglasses on? Is your seatbelt fastened? Your mobile device is not in your hand while you're driving, I hope. So let's go here, all right? There are two different construction projects going on outside my apartment here in Brooklyn. The streetlight in front of my house is broken. It's been broken for almost a year, and various crews have had to come by with one crew came and took the light pole down. Another crew came and they took the bottom of the light pole off. Then another crew came and dug up the mounting for the light pole. You know, has bolts basically coming out of cement, and replaced that. Then another crew came and put the base back on. Then another crew came and put the pole with the light on it. I'm like, oh, great, it's going to work. No, someone else has to come and connect the wires. So then another crew came and dug up the street where the light, basically the conduit pipe from the light pole goes to the Con Ed box in the street. And that's what they did today. So they dug that up. I hope they put some wires in there. And then that has cement back over it again in the street. So, and while that's going on, the gas company shows up and starts digging up the street and the sidewalk to replace my neighbor's gas line, all within about 10 feet of each other. So there's a lot of jackhammering and slamming of cement because you have to break through the cement of the sidewalk or the cement of the base of the road. But I'm in the back of the apartment, so hopefully you don't hear the thudding. I can feel it when they're whacking on the cement there. So here we go. I think like a lot of you, I listen to a lot of podcasts. Partly reason number one is I'm on the road a lot. On the weekend, I usually have to drive a 3-hour drive. And podcasts certainly make that go better. And I also find them entertaining and I learn stuff. And then I work by myself, and when I'm not doing something that requires me to actually, I wouldn't say pay attention, but like if I'm vacuuming or digging a hole in the ground or doing laundry or something like that or painting, I'll play a podcast, and I don't have the earbuds in. I wear Carhartt work pants, and the pocket on the side holds my cell phone pretty good, and I just play it. I'm kind of like that guy that plays the AM radio really loud. Yikes. But I'm alone. I mean, I'm not like with other people blasting a cell phone speaker that sounds really bad. So I thought I'd go through some of the different podcasts that I've been listening to a long time, some of them that I just discovered, and I'd like to hear from you guys as well. It's radio at gardenfork.tv. Okay, radio at gardenfork.tv. All right? Okay, the apartment is shaking. They're jackhammering outside, but we're going to go ahead with this anyway. One of the best ones I've been listening to recently is called Finding Fred, and it's a history of Fred Rogers and Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. It's really well done. I remember as a kid watching Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and I never quite understood it. It had this very I would describe it as surreal, maybe even existential, but it just seemed a little odd. But maybe I was trying to analyze it too hard. I mean, I watched other TV and didn't try and analyze it, but this always seemed a little, first of all, it has this incredibly minimal production to it, but I'm learning from the podcast what was going on behind it all. What was Fred's point of it all? And he, like a lot of kids, didn't have a great childhood. I think he had asthma. He stayed home a lot. He was kind of a chubby kid. He was picked on in school. And there was a moment in high school where the star of the football team, I think, broke his leg and was in the hospital. And for some reason, Fred, Mr. Rogers, was chosen to go deliver this football star's homework in the hospital. And they became friends, actually, because Fred Rogers would go and, you know, bring the guy his homework and I guess hang out and help him with the work. But when that guy came back to the high school, he basically said to everyone, leave Fred Rogers alone. He's a good guy. And so that one moment was kind of a turning point. And I don't know why I'm on this tangent, but that's one of the stories from the podcast series. And it kind of gave me hope for really realizing that you can actually affect other people's lives. And I think that's what Mr. Rogers really did, was to let everybody know that almost everyone gets picked on. And you can move past that and to be more compassionate. And I didn't realize this at the time, but in the late, I think this was the late 60s, early 70s this happened, but the policeman was Francois, his real name, and he was an African-American, and he's on the show. He's an actor. And there's an episode while some racial tension is going on in America. Mr. Rogers is soaking his feet in like a little play tub, you know, a little play swimming pool. And the officer comes by, Francois comes by, and Mr. Rogers invites him to take his shoes off and put his feet in the pool as well. And Francois says, oh, I don't have a towel to wipe off my feet. And Mr. Rogers says, oh, here, you can use my towel. And evidently, when that episode was recorded, that was a huge deal. So, yeah, he did amazing things. And I was kind of blind to that until I heard this podcast. So I sang so a lot, aren't I? But check it out. It's called Finding Fred. I'll list all these in the show notes here. But yeah, that was good. The next one I've been listening to is Dolly Parton's America. And it is an autobiography of Dolly Parton's rise to stardom, I guess. And I mean, I've always known Miss Parton, but what an amazing person. Just coming from nothing, a positive attitude, and faced a lot of hurdles, quite a few Me Too episodes, moments, I would say, you know, sexism. And she prevailed anyway. And it is done by Jad Abumrad, who is from Radiolab. You'll recognize his voice right away. And the backstory on how he came about to do this series on Dolly Parton is Jad Abumrad's father is a physician, and Ms. Parton was in a bad car accident, and Jad Abumrad's father treated her at the hospital, and they became good friends. And I guess Dr. Abumrad said, hey, my son Jad is a radio producer and wanted to interview you. And then it went from there. So it's really cool. A lot, I just find it very interesting. And it's also kind of inspiring to realize that you can come from nothing and do good things. And she totally pays it forward. She has a foundation that provides books to kids in schools in underserved areas. And I didn't realize this, but they mentioned on the show that there's a lot of towns and counties that don't have a library, and that her books are maybe the only books that these kids get, you know? So I thought that was pretty cool. The next one is called Spectacular Failures. It's from American Public Media, and it's really well produced, and it basically talks about spectacular business failures and what could have been done to fix them. And it's told in a very engaging, storytelling way, and I like that. I've just started listening to it, but a lot about stuff that went spectacularly bad and what could have been done. So it's called Spectacular Failures. Good, really good car listening, I thought, for that one. What I play an awful lot of is, it's a show called Life Kit, and it's from NPR. And I think NPR should be called NDR, National Depression Radio, because they just seem to focus on a lot of the depressing things that are going on in the world. So I won't listen to the news program. But the Life Kit podcast is, and also their podcast called Shortwave is amazing as well. It's a daily science-based podcast. Life Kit is a better version of the website called Life Hacker, which I read, but I've noticed kind of an editorial shift in that site recently. A little more clickbaity, I think, but that's just my opinion. But Life Kit by NPR, they did a really great show on the high-intensity workout that Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg does. And through that, I discovered her trainer, who has a book out. I wish he had a video series out. I do really good with workout videos. People tell me exactly what to do. But the high intensity work, and they talk about why it works. And in 22 minutes, you can do a workout. And if Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg can work out, then you can work out as well. You don't have to go to the gym. You don't have to have a bunch of weights. I'm doing a lot of exercise with resistance bands now. So if you know anything about that, I would love some help. Or if you're a trainer, radio@gardenfork.tv is the one for that. But so it's called Life Kit. It's just good. And there isn't just one host, but it's all the people that work NPR. So that's good. Hey, would you like more of Garden Fork or more of Eric? Would you like to get it in your email inbox? I send out just about every week, I send out a little email about Eric's world and new stuff I posted. I even talk about podcasts I've listened to or just interesting stuff. And usually, almost always, at least one picture of the Labradors, Henry and Charlie. You can get that by signing up for Eric's Garden Fork email newsletter thing. There should be a link in the notes to this show. Just scroll down to the description of the podcast in your app, and I hope it's a clickable link. It should be. Or go to gardenfork.tv, and on almost every page, at the top of the page, should be a sign up. If you're on a mobile device, you might have to tap on there's a little menu bar, and then hopefully there it'll be a sign up, or scroll to the bottom of a post and you can sign up there. Should be a link in the app here. More of Eric. It would be fun to have you along for the ride. It's kind of more brain dump Eric. Cool stuff. All right? So another one that I did a binge listen on is called I Spy, and it's from Foreign Policy Magazine, which is, you know, like a big deal old school magazine that actually does fact checking and things like that. A little different than the current stuff going on. But in each episode, they interview someone who was a spy, someone that worked in the intelligence services, and they tell a story, and they're pretty cool stories. The one that sticks in my head is where the Americans needed to, well, us, the U.S. Spy guys, spy people, because actually it's a woman who's telling the story, who served in the intelligence agency. They had to steal the Russian code machine. Yeah, easy enough. Just go steal a Russian code machine. So I thought that was pretty cool. But it's called I Spy. It's a not really a limited series. I think the season is done for now, but there's like 10 of them. And it's really, really good listening. I like that. So while I was researching these to write about them, because I wanted to kind of, oh, I have one more. Sorry. And then I'll talk about the future ones. Then This Old House, the TV show, they have a podcast now called Clear Story. The Clear Story is part of the attic, I think, or the top of the house. I could be wrong about that. But it's the host guy of the show, whose name I'm blanking on now, interviewing some of the cast of the show and also just some experts. And This Old House is, I don't know, it's kind of formulaic, but I would wish they did a deeper dive on a lot of the things in the show. And this, I think, provides some of that. So I learned something from it. It's called Clear Story. It does have that kind of This Old House, maybe it's pedantic is the word I'm thinking of. But, you know, I'm always learning something. They talked about framing a house and, you know, why we don't use balloon framing anymore. And it ends up that the main contractor on a lot of the recent projects is also a fire person. So kind of explains some stuff about fire prevention in houses, which is always a good thing to know. So some of the ones that I found while writing up the little blurbs about the ones I listen to, because you know your podcast, but then when you're trying to come up with the words to describe what that podcast is about, sometimes it's easier just to go to iTunes and read what they wrote, you know, the little sentences and stuff. One is called Nice Try. It's from Curbed, which is a website. It's mainly real estate based, I think, but it's stories of designing a better world and what went wrong. And its host is Avery Trufelman, who you might recognize her name and her voice from the 99% Invisible podcast. So again, it's design oriented. This one kind of focuses on design and what went wrong. 99% Invisible, which I'm a big fan of, talks about the design in the everyday world and stuff you may not notice, but actually had been or has been designed. I thought that was kind of cool. Following up on my, me and Jimmy Gutz, our executive producer's fascination with space history, is Moonrise. It is, I wouldn't call it an alternative history of the space race to the moon, but some backstory and different stories about how we got to the moon and the plan to get there came about. I mean, there's an accepted storyline there, and this talks about some of the behind-the-scenes stuff, some of the other things that influenced that. And I thought that was interesting, and it's well done. So it's called Moonrise. I was going to call it Moon Story, Moonrise. Another podcast I ran across while researching these is called American Jihadi, and it's all about a journalist who struck up a relationship with one of the American jihadists, someone who is an American, but went over to the Middle East to fight in the jihad. And I think I'm pronouncing that right, jihad. Yeah, I haven't listened to it yet, but I read some of the summaries of the episodes and it looked very interesting there. And then one I just found, which I'm going to listen to today, is called The Happiness Lab, with Dr. Laurie Santos. I'm going to read it right from the page here. You might know what it thinks to lead a happier life, more money, a better job, or Instagram-worthy vacations. You're dead wrong. I agree with that. Yale professor Dr. Laurie Santos has studied the science of happiness and found that many of us do the exact opposite of what will truly make our lives better. Based on the psychology course she teaches at Yale, the most popular class in the university's 300-year history, Laurie will take you through the latest scientific research and share some surprising and inspiring stories that will change the way you think about happiness. Yeah, I completely believe that. I've said this before, but I have worked for and with some very wealthy and very famous people, and a lot of them are really unhappy. Money and fame actually can make things worse than better. If you have a roof over your head and food in the fridge, let's move on to happier, okay? Yeah, I think that's really cool. So it's called The Happiness Lab, and I'm going to listen to it. I'm going to listen to it today, actually, this afternoon, doing some projects, so we can talk about that later. So have you done your 5-star review on iTunes yet, or the podcast app, or wherever you listen to this podcast? Oh, you're going to do that today, right? Because Mr. Nightmare 1P, knight like knight in shining armor, like medieval knight. I wonder what that's all about. Nightmare 1, nightmare, the numeral 1, and then lowercase p. Nightmare IP? Nightmare 1P? I don't know. But anyway, New Year's Day, they wrote this 5-star review, and the subject is Tinker Specialist. Huh. Eric and friends are great at tinkering around. It might work, it might not, but you're just along for the ride, and it's a fun listen, too. How cool is that? Thank you, Nightmare 1P. What's the story behind that? Will you let me know? radio@gardenfork.tv. Always like to hear from you guys. So there you go, kind of my world of podcasts. Would you tell me your podcasts? Because I think if you're listening to Garden Fork Radio, you're kind of like the other people listening to Garden Fork Radio. Maybe we would all benefit from that, because I just kind of go down these kind of deep holes on the podcast app about, oh, what's this about? What's this about? And a lot of the shows end up to be famous people interviewing their famous friends. And I'm done with that. I like unfamous people talking to unfamous people, because I just think it's a lot more interesting. You know, we already know about those people. They're all kind of, you know, they're kind of like Hollywood based or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'd rather learn about gardening in raised beds or something like that. All right, so you will let me know, right? radio@gardenfork.tv. You're going to do that as soon as you get to work. Turn off the car, whip out your phone, and send me an email, right? So go out and do cool things and make it a great day. I'll see you. Garden Fork Radio's executive producer is Jimmy Gutz. You can find more information about Jimmy and the custom hollow books he makes at hollowbooks.com. Our theme music is used under license from uniquetracks.com. Other music used in the show is used under license from audioblocks.com.